The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, February 21st. And of course, we know that February is Black History Month. We're about two-thirds of the way through February, and we've dedicated several segments on Radio Friends to Black History Month. I have two of my good friends with us today. One sassy lady, Yvonne Matthews, and one real sweetheart, Mabel Grimes. How was that for an introduction, Yvonne?
Okay.
When they come on, I like to have them read poetry. And a lot of times they come on and read sassy poetry. But today it's a little bit sentimental, right? Before we get into that, just real quick, Mabel, why is Black History Month so important?
Well, it's important to me because you get to reflect and think about all the people who went before you.
Yeah.
And learn maybe what they went through.
Yeah.
And you can tell stories about that.
And you've got a lot of stories to tell, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's for another time, though, okay? Today we've got some poetry, and this is dealing with the elders.
Yes.
All right. So here's Yvonne and Mabel with a special poem.
This poem is The Elders by Maury Evans. With their bad feet and their gray hair and amazing grace, how sweet the sound. And cardboard fans with colored families, seasonal gift from Baker's funeral home, stirring heat and hallelujahs.
No hiding place down here, son. I ask Jesus to change your name, child. Help me, Jesus, through one more day. And, yes, ma'am, I don't mind working late again. And, no, sir, I'm feeling fine. It'd be a long time before you need a younger man to work this job. And swing low, sweet chariot, Lord, somewhere there's a crown for me.
They be our heritage, our strength. The way they moved from can to can't, preparing the way, throwing down the road. Say, want you to have more than I did, child. Say, be more than I am. Go. Go where there ain't no limits. See you standing at the top of that there mountain, looking down.
With their bad feet and their gray hair, bony symbols of indomitable will, having triumphed over gory, endured the middle passage, survived cotton and cane, branding iron and bullwhip, crossed deep river into Canaan, strolled through Dust Bowl and Depression, smiled through smoking Watts and Newark, smoldering Detroit, and locked all arms with Young to sing, surely, surely we shall overcome.
And now, be saying, walk together, children. We went through the undergrowth with only cane knives, and we cut it down to size. Fight! Fight the good fight. Wage wars and win. It's in your blood.
With their bad feet and their gray hair, they be our heritage and our strength. Torn tents pitched at the foot of the mountain, having moved from can to can't, they be our national treasure. They be our priceless charge. The elders.
Mm. That's quite a story there. It's got with a lot of emotion, and watching you two brings out emotion. We got about a couple of minutes left here. Can you do one more?
Sure.
What is this one called?
Now, this one is for children, so it's a message now from the elders to children.
To the children, okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's a poem called Hey, Black Child by County Cullen. Hey, black child, do you know who you are? Who you really are? Do you know you can be what you want to be if you try to be what you can be?
Hey, black child, did you know or do you know where you're going? Where you're really going? Do you know you can learn what you want to learn if you try to learn what you can learn?
Hey, black child, do you know you are strong? I mean really, really strong. Do you know you can do what you want to do if you try to do what you can do?
Hey, black child, be what you want to be. Learn what you must learn. Do what you can do.
And tomorrow, your nation will be what you want it to be.
What Thank a good you. Message. What a good message. Not just for the black child, but for any child listening. As I was watching and listening to you, I was thinking of grandparents talking to their grandchild.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yvonne, I asked Mabel what Black History Month meant to her. What does it mean to you? Why is Black History Month so important and so special?
Well, it gives you the opportunity to make sure that you reflect. We should be celebrating Black History Month every day of the year, but we don't. But it makes, we have the opportunity then to make sure that we teach our young people, that we may even use it as a point to make a resolution that we will do better and let them know the history, let our young people, all young people, know about our culture and our heritage.
In trying to get along with each other.
Yes.
No matter what the color of our skin. We were talking, we had Mary Ratcliffe on here a week or so ago, and that's what we were talking about. How important it is for all of us to sit down just as people and try to understand each other's feelings, each other's culture, each person's thoughts. We really are more alike than different. Don't you agree?
Maya Angelou says we are more alike than we are unalike.
Yeah, I like that. If you can go online and find out more about Black History Month. But I want to thank my two special friends for coming out here today and sharing some poetry with us and some words of wisdom. All right? Thank you, and be careful out there. Monday, we're going to be celebrating the Blind Boone piano. Very special, the fabricating it, or rebuilding it, refurbishing it. It's a word I want. Sutu Forte and Bill Clark will be on with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Rachel Gangwer, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Bowser. Bye-bye.